Hi there, this is Ian and Kelly.
Hello.
And we're doing our first audio booth here in Mexico. We had an interesting situation yesterday. We had two firsts yesterday on this trip, actually. The first being that Ian joined me for breakfast. Pretty amazing.
It was, yeah. Huge effort, I might add. Very early in the morning.
And the other thing that happened is that while we were having our breakfast, Ian and I actually talked dog. We never do that. I mean, not in that sense.
Unless we're talking dog. Well, yeah, we don't talk dog when we're relaxing.
Yes, so it was kind of interesting, and I thought we could talk a little bit about that. It started with people were asking questions and kind of talking on DSD about dog aggression in dog parks and how, you know, dogs coming up to other dogs, snap at them and growl at them, and how it was inappropriate in a dog park environment. And you know, I was talking about that with Ian, and I thought, you know, so many people misinterpret aggression or overreact to aggression, and that kind of got us started.
Well, yeah, if we go back to the dog park situation, then take it back to the beginning. In the dog park, everyone says, oh, my dog was attacked by this dog. And it happens at dog shows, you know, a shepherd runs after a Yorkie, and everyone is blaming the dog, which is supposedly attacking. Usually when you look at it, the dog that was attacked was acting extremely inappropriately. Usually a lower ranking or younger dog was acting in a very loud manner. He was basically doing the equivalent of calling the other dog names. And then in the dog world, the higher ranking dogs have to come up and harass the lower ranking. Is it an attack? Well, I always, aggression sort of rears its ugly head, we have to ask the question, was damage done? And usually the answer is no. And so the equivalent here is basically an adult human saying, hey, quit it, be quiet, shush.
Okay, but what about when dogs, certainly there are adolescent dogs that act inappropriate at dog parks and then deserve some kind of rebuke from an adult dog, but sometimes you're just, this happened a lot with me and Dune, we're just walking along, minding our own business, and dogs kind of come out of their way, either rush up and you know, all forward with piloerection, or just kind of come up and try to, literally seem to try to start something.
Well, yeah, and that's where Dune's a wonderful example, that you've taken great trouble to socialize him so that he is extremely well socialized. He has a lot of confidence. He basically just stands there. He may stiffen a bit, you know, but the attacks just bounce off of him. And we do know that if he did get into a fight, he's got really safe jaws. He's not going to hurt the other dog. And this is really what it's all about, preparing the dog for being in a bad area of town. And all of this, it has to start in puppyhood. And the 90% of puppy play is basically having little disputes and learning how to resolve them. But this is no longer allowed to happen. Two puppies get into a silly little fight in class, you know, wah, 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 and immediately they're broken up. So they never learn how to resolve a dispute. And they're absolutely, totally unprepared when, to give a great human analogy, they walk into the wrong part of town, and now a couple of unsocialized adolescent dogs are harassing them. If they acted correctly, the odds that they would be attacked is very slim indeed.
So maybe part of the problem is that is two things. One being that an inappropriately managed puppy class can be creating social loons, but also that in that same kind of inappropriate run puppy class, people are stopping dogs from learning social skills. So maybe they are somewhat socially retarded, even beginning way back at that point in the game.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people with very screwy logic use this as a criticism of puppy classes. But basically a puppy class can create a dog which is exceedingly confident. He doesn't get into many fights, and when he does, no damage is done. Or it can produce a puppy which is essentially attack bait, that when he goes out to walk when he's an adolescent, nearly every dog will be attacking him, and in these fights, damage will be done. It all depends on the nature of the puppy class.
Okay, so I think that's all we have time for in this little audio boo. We can talk more
audio
about
boo.
It. Audio boo.
Boo.
Thanks for listening.
Woo. Audio woo. This is
audio
woo.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.